AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, President Biden said some 10,000 U.S. citizens will need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. He was asked about the Afghans who worked with the U.S. and NATO allies.
Somewhere between 50 and 65,000 folks total, counting their families.
Does the commitment hold for them as well?
The commitment holds to get everyone out that, in fact, we can get out and everyone should come out.
Biden says if need be, the U.S. military will remain at the Kabul airport beyond the withdrawal deadline of the 31st of this month. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says no one at the Pentagon expected the Afghan army to disintegrate.
They had the training, the size, the capability to defend their country. This comes down to an issue of will and leadership. And no, I did not, nor did anyone else, see a collapse of an army that size in 11 days.
Johnny Spann's son, Mike Spann, was the first U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan, November 2001. The elder Spann tells the AP President Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan was anything but orderly.
You know, I heard Joe Biden say for the last several days, you know, this is not going to be another Vietnam. You're not going to see helicopters on top of the embassy taking out our people. Well, lo and behold.
Spann also says the U.S. military should have been out of Afghanistan years ago.
There's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. Mm-hmm. And this is the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Even though I say we should have come out in 2002, maybe the latest in 2003.
Two women are dead after a co-worker opened fire on them this afternoon in the parking lot of the NHK seating plant just outside Frankfort, Indiana. Local sheriff's department says the suspected gunman was taken into custody about a minute after he drove away from the plant. The plant designs and makes seating for a variety of vehicles. This is AP News. The Federal Reserve could soon ease off support for the economy.
Minutes from the late July Fed meeting indicate the economic recovery from the pandemic is moving closer to goals on inflation and jobs. As a result, the Fed is expected to start cutting the pace of its Treasury and mortgage bond buying. When that will happen is not clear. It could happen as soon as next month. The strategy was to lower longer-term interest rates and encourage borrowing and spending. The rate is near zero. The minutes also noted Fed officials were worried about the threat posed by the rising number of virus cases from the Delta variant and that it may temporarily delay the full reopening of the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge in Anchorage throws out the Trump administration's approval for a planned oil project. U.S. District Judge Sharon Gleason finding the federal review of the Willow project was flawed and didn't include mitigation measures for polar bears. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.